What is very clear to me, Toscanini, he was used this rehearsal time not to create or improvise something. But it seems very clear that for the first rehearsal, he was looking just to reproduce an extremely accurate and premeditated preparation. Who was in his brain after long, long, long time of study the score? The results of this great rehearsal of Toscanini were expected from everybody the maximum, and he asked that in any direction, like a father, like screaming, like yelling to the musician. But he said, "I'm here. I'm dry. I try to do my best. You have to do the same. I pretend that." So the results in concert, it seems like Toscanini, he looks for me like the artist, the virtuoso, the duce, and ultimately he triumphs. And a small my picture, what I'm thinking about make a little portrait of Toscanini was a dreaming warrior with a Napoleonic gaze for the perfection, a despot, a magician of warrior musicians, and a prisoner of the perfection. What Toscanini have teach to us, musicians, not just conductors, and to give back to the musician, to the audience, a clear score. In other words, it's like to bring a statue of Michelangelo who was outside in a square exposed to the elements and bring inside and cleaning from all the damage of the rain, of the sun, of the wind, from the damage caused to, I don't know, the gas coming out from a bus, from cars, for airplanes, and ultimately also for the lovely birds of San Francisco, loved, but they do really a terrible damage to the statue, like singers to the score of the great maestros.
Let me ask you a question. There are a lot of recordings by Toscanini one can listen to today, and they were made 70 years ago, 60 years ago, but they're still very popular, and people still listen to them. Why do you think people still listen to them?
Well, I think for the reason I just mentioned, because Toscanini is a legend. And, well, I have to say that the CD of Toscanini, they cost less than all the super digital with conductor not great Toscanini, and they cost $32. You can buy a CD of the performance or years of Toscanini even for $6, $8, $12. So put all together, you have a great conductor, a great orchestra, a great performance for less than other ones. Okay, the sound is not the same, but depends if you are a fanatic of the electronics or the perfection. Listen the sound of this, the sound of that. You know, it's not like when you hear the Tosca of the Sabata. The sound is not like the Tosca recording by Karajan later with all the stereophonic effect. But when you play the Sabata Tosca, also with basically, in these days, it's a primitive accessories, technical accessory, it's just unbelievable great. And again, it costs less.
Toscanini's funeral was 50 years ago in Milan. He had been music director of La Scala off and on for many years. What was his relationship with Italy, with the Italian people? Because he did spend a lot of years in New York and all over the world. But what was his relationship with Italy and in Milan?
Well, you know, I would like to tell you what I heard one day from Valli Toscanini. One of the daughter, one of the two daughters. No, yes? Mm-hmm. From Valli Toscanini, one of the two daughters of the maestro. And she was walking in Via Manzoni, the street where is La Scala, basically, is there. And they have a lot of bars, and, you know, Motta, Alemagna, before that period. Who knows what house? I was not there. I was not born, probably. Well, I was born, but I was not...
going to bars.
Go to bars. So, and Vali Toscanini told my father and my mother, okay, one day, walking in Via Manzoni, heard a conversation between two people, and with a very strong accent from Milan. And one said, well, what opera they do tonight at La Scala? And he said, Ballo in Maschera. And who is the conductor? And they say, Il Tusca. And the other one said, Sempre che lì, again him. So that, when he was at La Scala, what was the result? The people, they gave it up. But fortunately, for Toscanini, the bad accident did happen in Bologna when he refused to conduct the Giovinezza, the national anthem from the Mussolini for the fascist, and he went to the podio and personally was insulted him and offended him in his face with his hands. He left Italy. So was it probably in Vali Toscanini said that it was the fortune of my dad. Otherwise, probably it could be one of the many other names that was conducted in La Scala. He was killed from La Scala. You know, he having also recent experience with Maestro Muti, who didn't end well with La Scala.
Toscanini conducted a lot of Italian opera, but he also conducted a lot of Wagner, Beethoven, Brahms, Schumann. He did the big German symphonic repertoire. Do you have a favorite recording of his that you listen to a lot, that you really admire?
Well, I have to tell you, I like to hear all his performance, but, you know, now you ask something like that. I would say I love a lot a recording I have with RCA, with the Brahms Symphony. But, you know, what more I like it is to hear some rehearsals, because there you understand what happened in performance. Also, what did not happen in the end in the performance. I mentioned to you a few seconds ago this recording I have a rehearsal Traviata. Rehearsal Traviata is incredible what he tried to ask and he tried to express in everything. So you can see he was moving his hands to do something. You can see he's doing hey, yelling the stick in the page of the score. He is there and here, isn't there? And he was singing all the time. By goodness, you cannot recognize the music. It's something that is unbelievable. When you listen to what he did in performance, it's not so exciting like in the rehearsal. And you know, when you listen to the rehearsal of Toscanini, you said, gosh, this is great. And he stopped. He asked for something more. He said, what is possible? For example, the end of the first scene of Falstaff with the trumpet, I gave this kind of trio. I heard that is incredible. He was mad to the trumpets, yelling to the trumpets, hey, trumpets, trombe, do this, do that, tomorrow. He said, how can I expect it more? And when a few seconds later, he start again, gosh, you hear this trumpet like they play behind your ears. So they kick you in the bottom, and you have to jump from the chairs or where you were sitting. It's incredible. It's incredible because it's a force of the nature and the power and its integrity like that. The famous Falstaff, Stabile, after repeat, and the maestro Toscanini stop again and say, why you don't do right yet? Why don't you write, maestro, oh fame, I'm hungry. Oh, Toscanini become angry, mangiare, vergogna. Yes, but vergogna. And what I'm laughing, and I enjoyed it, and really laughing in terms, really I enjoyed it. And to hear him to speak, not even Italian, but the dialect from Parma, and he thinks it's English. Cioè, two tambours, a tambour is a side drum. But he say a tambour is from Parma. So you put an S like in a plural in the United States, say, well, allora, two tambours, with the accent from Parma, it's like that, you know? And it's incredible. But I had a friend of mine, it was Dino Proto, was the personal manager of New York City Opera, who had played with Toscanini. And he told me, and also his wife, every time he's come back from Toscanini rehearsal, he cannot even sleep until 2 o'clock. He was, you know, the old energy of this man.
He was an old man.
He was quite old at that time, yeah.
One thing, Toscanini was famous for a couple of things besides music. One was women, and the other was the fact that he always conducted from memory. He never used the score. And he said it was because he had bad eyesight, but he always conducted from memory. Does anyone dare do that today?
Well, Toscanini was one of the first to conduct by memory for the reason he just explained, because he cannot see it. He was myope. And technology that days, again, it was not like today. You can have a contact lens, you can have something different, kind of special glasses. After that, everybody has conducted by memory, basically. I think the majority of conductors, they try to do all by memory, even probably they don't know by memory.
But he knew.
But he knew, because when he was studying his score, he was... basically absorb, take out. It's like to have an egg, put a little hole in the top and the bottom, and drinking. In the rest, when he was finished to study the score, was like you can crush it like an egg and throw it. He didn't need it anymore, yeah. That for sure. But we have a conductor like Muti. Even tomorrow we conduct with La Scala Orchestra the Verdi Requiem. Even if I'm conducting, I don't know how many hundred performers of Verdi Requiem in his life, he will come with his own score, and he will put his own glasses and conducting like that. And when I finish to conduct, we take off, turn a page of pages, of course. And when I finish the performance, take off the contact lens, turn to the audience, and bow it. So, I think to conduct by memory, especially some repertoire, is very impressive, but it's not all. And I don't say that because I'm not conducting. I like Muti, I'm not conducting by memory. It was talking about, I mentioned a famous name, Antonio Guarnieri, who besides it was the same time of if he was born earlier, but it was late, I'm sorry, in 1880. Was in competition with Toscanini, and one day Guarnieri went in the podium La Scala to do a rehearsal, and the night before Toscanini had conducting a performance, I don't know which opera. So the first thing he did, Guarnieri was a really bad character, was for Venice, very cynic, very sarcastic. He went in the podium, and when it was ready to start, everybody was with the instrument in the mouth or all the strings of the board ready. He took off a handkerchief and started to clean the stand. And said, "Maestro, what happened?" He said in Venetian, "Mi sento puzza di parmesan. I smell parmesan cheese." Because Toscanini was from Parma, where they make parmesan cheese. And Guarnieri, in his cynic, when they asked, he had a son who was also a conductor, and some musician said, "The maestro, last night we went to hear a concert your son was conducting, it was very good." "But maestro, it was very good, he was conducting all by memory." "Of course, he doesn't know the music." "He cannot read the music also, to be more correct. He cannot read the music, of course he was doing by memory." So this probably is one more answer to your question about memory.